It's the 29th of April. I'm David. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Last Sunday in Bedford Borough Council, police were alerted by CCTV to a group of known drug users gathering near Rough Avenue, suggesting a drug deal was imminent. Officers tracked the group and observed a suspected Class A drug transaction in an alleyway. The dealer fled toward Rough Avenue, initially evading capture. A member of the public helped officers identify a property where the suspect was likely hiding. After a standoff, the suspect and two others were arrested. A search uncovered drugs, phones and weapons. The operation disrupted a local drug supply line and was made possible through effective coordination between CCTV operators, officers and community intelligence. Bedford Town FC have confirmed it will not merge with Real Bedford FC and will continue independently for the 2025-26 season. Time constraints set by the Football Association, which did not allow enough time to finalise key merger details, ended the deal. The club thanked fans for their support and have ended the current season on a high note, winning the Southern League Premier Central title. A man has been jailed after being caught up in a second police raid just 3 days after receiving a suspended sentence for growing cannabis. Norigis Valskis from Bedford used his electrical expertise to set up a cannabis factory in a seldom-used Cambridgeshire property. His associate, Ernestas Varnas, helped in growing the product and recruited a Lithuanian man, Vytautas Klavinskas, to oversee operations. Police found drugs, cash and paraphernalia during a search, prompted by residents' concerns. Valskis received over 2 years in prison, while Varnas and Klavinskas were given suspended sentences. Families in Bedford Borough are invited to take part in Print It, a series of printmaking workshops for children aged 5 to 12 from the 27th to the 30th of May at the Higgins, Bedford. Inspired by the upcoming Edward Borden exhibition, sessions will be led by local artists and cost £5.50 per child. The initiative aims to promote creativity and cultural engagement and is supported by the Social Prosperity Fund. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.